Today's daf is a bracha, daf mem ches. And so the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda bar Brei de Rav Shmuel bar Shilas Mishmei de Rav. So Rav Yehuda, the son of Rav Shmuel bar Shilas, says the name of Rav. The Tisha Achlu Dagan V'Echad Achal Yerak Mitzdarfin. If nine people had, let's say, bread and one person had a vegetable, so they can join together and form a zimun of 10 and say Nevarech Alokeinu Shachanu Mishalo. And so the Gemara discusses, well, what about 9, 8, or 7 in the discussion? So certainly if you have 9 who have bread and one has a vegetable, 8 have bread and one has a vegetable, 7 have bread and one has a vegetable, if 8 has bread, 2 have a vegetable, 7 has bread, 3 have a vegetable. So in all those instances, you could say, Nevarech Elokeinu Shachala Mishalo. What about 6? So the Gemara serves a little unclear. Do you need what's called a ruba, a majority, or do you need, I guess, a ruba de minkar, a supermajority? Do you need to have at least 2/3, I guess? Do you need to have 7 having bread and 3 having some other vegetable to say Nevarech Elokeinu Shachala Mishalo? And we say you need 7. So that's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskas in Arachayim Simon Kuf Tzadi Zayin Seif Beis, that 9 people who ate Natisha Achal Dagon, Vechad Achal Kezayas Yerek, 9 who ate grain and 1 who ate, you have to have a kezayas, a vegetable. Midstarfin, lahaskir shem, they join together to say the Nevarech Elokeinu. Vafil lo tibal imahem, ela batzir, alosha sa imahem, ela kos echad. Even if you had just some brine or you only drank a cup of wine, or a cup of any beverage, except for water, you can join together. Sometimes you have that. Sometimes you invite people to Shabbat brachos, right? So you have that. Yeah, someone just have some cake or some ice cream or something, so they can make the zimun. So the question that the Rishonim debate is, it's when you're dealing with 9 and 1, 8 and 2, 7 and 3. So that everyone agrees this works as long as the majority. What about for a zimun of 3? What about for a zimun of 3? See, when you have 9 and 1, 8 and 2, 7 and 3, you already have an obligation of zimun. So what if it's 2 and 1? 2 by themselves are not obligated in zimun. So the Rambam, for example, the Shulchan Aruch cites 3 different opinions. In the next Saif, in Saif Gimel, he first cites the opinion of the Rambam, who says that you need, for 3 people, all 3 have to have bread. And then he cites the opinion of the Rif and the Rashba, who says... So the Rambam says you have to have Achiyochol Kazayas Pas. That's the Rambam. And then he cites the opinion of the Rif and the Rashba, who says, as long as you have a Kazayas Dagon, as long as you have a Kazayas of some kind of Mizonos, even if it's not Pas. And then he has a third opinion, which is Tos of the Rush, who says, the V'yerek u'v'chol b'achal b'hari. And the Tos of the Rush said it just like if you have 10. If you have 2 who have bread and 1 has a vegetable, you could join together for a zibud. So the Shulchan Aruch, he's not sure what to do. He says, basically, if there are 2 people eating together, the third guy comes. So if you can get the guy to eat bread, that's great. And if not, don't let him drink or eat anything until you bench. And then he said that, but if they do, then you can't join together. However, the Mishnah Brura writes... Mr. Brewer writes in Sif Katan Chafez, Vachshav Noagim, and now our custom is, Shim Lo Ratza Lechol Pas, if he doesn't want to eat bread, No Stim Lo Lechadchila Lishtos, we give him, ideally, to drink, O Lecho, to eat Eza Davar, anything, Uchdehach Roda. So we follow the last opinion. So Halacha Lamasa, we treat the case of 2 and 1 just like the case of 7 and 3. Just like in a case where you have 7 people have bread, you can give 3 people a vegetable and join together, say, Nevarech Elokeinu Shachala Mishalo, 8 and 2 and 9 and 1 as well. So too, if you have 2 people have bread, and then you have another person, give them some ice cream or give them whatever, a vegetable or whatever it is, they could join together, and they can do a zibud.